Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. So welcome everyone to our call today with Yogita. The secrets of male sexuality are diving into the topic of linga massage, tantra massage for men. What is this? What can I learn through this? And we had the pleasure to have Yogita as a teacher while we were in Thailand. And we both received a yoni and a linga massage from her. So we're very happy to share her work with you today and her expertise. And so it's great to have you here, Yogita. And perhaps to start, perhaps you can share a little bit about your own story, your background, where you're coming from, and what you're doing, and what's the main focus of your work today.
Okay, so first of all, namaste and hello to everyone. Would be really beautiful if I could see your faces, because many people have only a black window. So I like to, one of the things that is very important for me and that I'm still a little bit like a dinosaur is that I didn't manage yet to work online. Like, it's very difficult for me to do this. So I like to look in the eyes, or at least to see the face of the people that I'm looking at and talking with. So thank you in advance if you can open your camera. So my name is Yogita. I was born in Israel. Right now I'm actually in Israel visiting my family. Since nearly 18 years, it will be 18 years this coming January, I've been studying in this huge tantra school in Thailand, where I met Damien and Melanie, studying tantra, studying yoga, tantric style of yoga. And the main focus of my work in this field, because I work in many fields, is to simply help both men and women to awaken their sexual energy, to heal whatever is there that need to be healed, sometimes without even knowing what is there, but there is some kind of blockages, there's lack of satisfaction, lack of happiness and joy in that field of life, which obviously influence all the other areas, including the relationship. So I help people to awaken that energy, to heal whatever is needed there, and also to use it for many different things in daily life and also even in the spiritual area.
Okay, great. And first we can jump directly into the topic, because today we want to talk about the men, because some weeks ago we had already a call with Surya on the women, on female sexuality. So today we're going to talk about male sexuality. And perhaps for everyone, if you have a question, please feel free to write it in the chat and I will ask it then to Yogita in between. So whatever you want to know, write it in the chat. And my first question would be, because we also want to talk about tantra massage for men and lingam massage, what is this actually? Perhaps some people have never heard about it, and especially what happens in such a massage, because I think a lot of people have also interesting imagination around that topic. So perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay, that's a very big question. I think I can talk 2 hours about this only. And of course, today, nowadays, people are kind of lazy to read. I have written 5 pages about it in my website. So just as a side note, and you can Google translate it to German in case you prefer to read in Deutsch. I have written a lot about it. So now I will just make like a very, very short sum up. First of all, to start with a disclaimer and maybe a little bit disappointment, and then we get to the candies. I cannot tell you what happens in the session, because every session is different. Every man and every woman, but now you ask me about the massage for the men, every man is different. And also the same men is different every time when they come, because it depends where they are in their life, what is their relationship status, what is their age, what is their health status, and many other things like this. But the point that is very important that I've seen over the years for men is that there's a lot of attention for women. Like you said, there's a lot of healing work, women working together, and somehow the men are kind of left behind and don't receive enough guidance. And of course, it's also the characteristic of men, of the masculine energy, to be in one line, to have a direction, to have a goal, and to be more competitive, let's say. It's the more masculine energy, and the feminine is more connecting and communication. So it's understandable why there's much more of this togetherness work for women and not for men. However, it does not justify that there is a need, or there's not enough, let's say, explanation and teachings for the men. Yeah. So in this kind of a tantra massage, or let's say a tantra session, that massage is part of the session and lingam is part of the massage. That's why I don't like to call it lingam massage. I call it a tantra massage or a tantra session. And in the session, there is usually I guide, there is some kind of a frame. Yes, I will tell you the frame. And in the frame, there's a lot of flexibility for each man, what he needs in the moment. So we always start with a meditation to center, to bring presence, to relax, to really arrive, because the mind can be all over the place and have all kind of expectation, judgments, fear. Many men tell me I was very nervous when I came, but after the meditation and after the conversation, I felt relaxed. So it's important also for men to create a safe space and a space of presence. Yes, and you know, everyone, if you don't know, you will learn also from the course with Mel and Damien, that there's no tantra without presence, without awareness. So first of all, we build the safe space, and we consecrate it, we make it sacred, and we build this atmosphere of presence, that we are here now. We are not trying to get somewhere else. We are not judging what should be happening and where we are coming from and expectation, just being really relaxed in the moment. With meditation, with a little bit of a guided imagination. And then I usually have some kind of a conversation. It can go towards coaching. It can go towards analyzing the story, because for each man, there is another history, another story of life, of things that happen that many people don't even imagine. But many things that happen, even that are not connected at all to sexuality, they influence directly the sexual function. Yes, so we discuss these things. For this also, for those who are interested to come for a session with me, there is a pre-session questionnaire. I ask a lot of questions before we meet, so I can prepare myself, I get to know you a little bit, and then when we meet for the session, I can already ask you some questions, you can share certain things that can help you, help me to guide you to use your energy properly. Yes, so whatever it is that is blocking you from fully and manifesting and enjoying your sexual potential, we work on it in the conversation. And then whatever we have discovered in the conversation, it's like a juice, you know, for the work, and we are going to use it in the next part, that is the body work. In the body work, the man will lie down after a certain ritual, also removing some blockages with the clothes, we're becoming naked, which is also very vulnerable part for the men, yes, to be naked and to be seen and to be exposed, but not needing to perform, yes, not needing to provide anything for me, because he's there in the space to receive and to look internally of what it is that he needs right now. So in this body work, that the man is naked, there's different kinds of touches. There's more energetical touch, more strong, more soft, without oil, with oil. There's a full body touch, let's say, preparation. And then at some point, we also go more towards the genitals. And the most important thing when we are there is also the communication, because maybe I'm going forward to the next question. Tell me if it's too much, yes. But the important part in the body work is that even when we touch the genitals, and I don't say lingam, because it's not only the lingam, it's the whole area, yes. If the man and when the man get aroused, I say if because it's not a must, it's not obliged. Sometimes the man does not get sexually aroused, and on the other hand, he gets emotional release, for example. and start having memories, like going some kind of a state of trance and having some kind of a mental images coming up, memories, yes, and could even cry, you know, and have some kind of a release. But in any event, if and when the men get aroused, then we work with the awareness of the level of pleasure. Yeah, we call it the curves of pleasure. Yeah, so that the men can learn to ride on the curves of the pleasure rather than to fall. Because normally what happens to most men when they get aroused, it's one of the most common problems that men face in sexuality, is that they get aroused very fast and then they also finish very fast. Like, we know, they come, and then there is the frustration that I actually want to give pleasure to my woman or my wife, my lover, my girlfriend, but she doesn't have time to really awaken her own orgasmic potential, because within 5 minutes, if I'm lucky, you know, some men just touch the genital of the woman and they come. Yeah, so this is actually a process that I teach men a lot in the massage, in the body work. And because it's a safe environment, we are not sexually interacting with each other. They don't touch me back. I'm completely dressed. Yes, it's not we are going to play with each other. The man is receptive and I'm the one that is giving to the man, which is also very unusual for men. And it's a very interesting territory to explore. Men usually don't know how to receive. They know how to take. And in this part of the massage, in the body work, the men simply learn to receive the energy, to receive the love, to receive the care. I am a woman, I'm in a feminine body, and of course I have a lot of feminine energy coming through me, so they can feel it. And through that also a lot of healing can come, because they don't need to perform or to show off or to give me back. Yeah, so that's in short the body work. And the body work, of course, I conclude with a movement of the energy upwards, all the way to some moments of stillness, of relaxation. And then after some relaxation without touch, without talking, calling the men to come back, and we conclude with meditation, with gratitude and short sharing. This whole process takes about 2.5 hours, something like this.
Okay. Wow. Thank you very much for sharing this detail.
And I can also, for example, also tell that this is true, that sexuality is linked to all areas of life, and especially what's happening in the head. So in the end, it's also a lot of work with the mental area, and not only with the body, but also with the thoughts and what is happening in the head, with the energy also, of course, that flows.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for reminding me, because I said I can talk 2 hours, but I try to squeeze it. Of course, the mental programming, I know many men, they like to work with computer or to drive cars, so you can understand this analogy better maybe. Most men have one software in their computer. No, if your being is a computer, you have one software, and this software, because of lots of conditioning and lots of the society and the life and the stress and everything, this software is just to reach to the point of coming and releasing and actually losing the energy, losing the power. And when you learn to keep the power inside, not to ejaculate, rather to keep it inside and then to channel it upwards, exactly as Damian said, you have a better mental ability, mental concentration, and better ability to function, to remember things. It's like when you are driving. Now, when you're driving the car, you drive on automatic, no? At the beginning, when you learn to drive, you need to think about everything. Where's the clutch? Where's the brakes? How do I move the gear? How do I change? But then once you learn it, it's coming naturally. You can do lots of other things, talk on the phone, and not even remember the whole way how you were driving. So this is also very interesting to see how the mind can be influenced very, very positively. Because when you don't lose that power, you can use it for a lot of things. And one of the things is actually mental abilities, better focus, and all the other things that come with it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much. And I guess this already brings me to the next question, because you said, like, you keep the energy and move it upwards. And I think for a lot of men who might be listening, or also women, this is completely new, that already the idea that ejaculation and orgasm are two separate things. So perhaps you can just talk a little bit more about this, how to separate ejaculation from orgasm and how to learn this procedure of keeping the energy inside and not ejaculating.
So, thank you for this question. That's very important. Of course, to learn how to do it, you need to actually come for the class or for the teaching, no, for the, otherwise I give here all the secrets. So I will give a little bit of a, so to tease you, but I cannot teach exactly how to do it here because this is what I actually do in the session. So if you want to learn really and hands-on, we will do it in the session. But first, it's important to understand the theory behind it. Yeah. So as I said before, the software, so to say, for the people, the programming is to ejaculate. And you need to understand why it is like this. It is like this because you as men, you are programmed biologically from the limbic brain, from the physical body to ejaculate in order to what? What happens with the sperm when it goes in? You all know, no? That's how we make babies, right? So that's actually the only purpose of the ejaculation. And the reason why men ejaculate in some men like really fast, this premature ejaculation, is because it's programmed. The faster you do it, the better chances you have to get to the ovum, you know, and you need to run fast, 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 and to, what is the word, to procreate, right? To conceive. So the egg, the ovum receive the sperm, and then they become the baby. So first of all, we need to understand this, that as long as you don't want to make babies each time you have sex. Of course, some people have children, they want to have children, but not every time you have sex, right? So when you have sex for making babies, actually we've had a very important workshop about it recently in my school that is called Conscious Conception. I know Surya is very much into this, maybe Mel also. But this is about becoming pregnant with awareness, with consciousness, when you want, and even you can all the, like really extreme, even discern the gender of the child. Yeah, so not just automatically. Yeah, so anyway, that's a side note. But when you realize that the ejaculation is only for making children and you don't want to make children, then you can start thinking, okay, what happened to me as the man? And I'm sure all the women can agree with me. What happened to me as the man, or to you as the man, ask yourself this, when I ejaculate? So what happened? Everybody knows. The erection, the older you are, yes, the erection goes faster. Yeah, when you're a teenage, we say young, dumb, full of cum. Maybe you are 14, 15, 16. Then you can ejaculate and 2 minutes after you can get hard again and continue. But you see, the older you get, and I see the average of the ages here is not at 20. It's more around 40, more or less, right? 35, 45, something like this. So we see this, the older we get, the more you lose, yes? And it's not just about the sexual function. It's everything in life. It means physically you get weaker. And you see this, what happened when you lose it, you split it, no? You are lost, basically. You cannot continue to function for the sexual activity, but also it influences your whole life. It's like having a very beautiful car, but not gasoline. How can you drive? How can you get anywhere? Yeah, so think about this is the gasoline. This is your power to be able to function in life, to stay younger. Yes, the more you ejaculate, the closer you get to the grave, as we say. Yeah, so you want to stay younger and be in good shape, you know? It's never too late. It doesn't matter what is your age. The moment you decide to stop ejaculation and to ejaculate only if you want to have a child, then you will see amazing results. Yeah, so that's one thing. You start being stronger. You start feeling more masculine, because masculine energy is about controlling. Yes, it's not about allowing everything to move you around. Yes, you have your center. You say if you have balls, you are a man. Right? Because you have that power inside you. And then you have a mission, you have a goal. Only yesterday I had a client that he has taken on himself quite some years already. And finally he's taking on himself this challenge not to ejaculate, and he's sexually active, because it's more easy not to ejaculate when you're not sexually active. But he's sexually active, not ejaculating since a few weeks. And he says, I walk on the beach, he has a dog and he walks on the beach. And suddenly women look at me more than before. Women start talking with me. And I say, yes, because you're more attractive. You're more, you know, because you can control your lower desire. It's actually the animal nature to make babies. Yes. And by the way, making babies, I don't know if you know, and if you have met some men like this, and many men have a problem that the sperm is not viable enough, is not strong enough to make babies. And they start taking supplements and pills to make the sperm stronger in order to make a baby. Yes, because they check. The woman doesn't have a problem with getting pregnant, but it's something with the man. So this is at the physical level is very strong. At the mental level, as we said before, also, you realize, okay, I can be more sharp with my mind. At the emotional level, I can be more happy, more relaxed, yes, more centered with myself. And having said that, another thing that has been proven by science is that the ejaculation and the orgasm is not the same. It just happens so close to each other, like, now, like there's another second that you feel like, I'm coming, and then it goes out. And actually, it has been proven and shown that it's two separate mechanisms, but because it happens so close to each other, it feels like it's the same. And many men, they have this feeling that they have the pleasure because of the ejaculation, but actually the pleasure comes just before the ejaculation, you know, like a nanosecond before the ejaculation. The ejaculation itself, it's losing the power. If the word energy is a little bit strange for you, think about power. It's the power of life. It's the power to create new life, no? So when you lose that power, actually, it's not pleasurable anymore because you are done. You cannot continue. And men who practice these tantric techniques to separate the orgasm from the ejaculation, what they actually do, they need to slow down, yes? So instead of going very up in the pleasure, going very slow with the pleasure, more moderate, and then they can figure out when exactly is that point that when I go over that point, I reach the ejaculation. Yes, it's very, very subtle. So they learn to slow down to get to know the sensations in the body. That's why, by the way, as a side note, and convincing you why to come to the session with me also, being more passive and more relaxed help you to feel it, because I can feel it and I communicate with you. And it's something that when you are with your lover, when you are with your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, then you are very excited from her. And there's a lot of action and dynamism. And then one thing that she's doing suddenly moves you beyond that point. But when it's with someone that, like me, that is in a different environment, obviously it could be that you feel the sexual energy, which is natural, but we are not interacting with each other sexually like you do with your lover. And then you can be more relaxed and interiorized and focus within and feel your energy. And you can tell, oh, I'm now on that number. Yes. So we work with numbers. Yes. Like which number now you're at from 1 to 10. And then when you reach a certain number, instead of not going up too fast, I teach you certain techniques that you can do during the massage, which later on you can do also when you are making love and when you are doing self-pleasuring, that can help you slow down. Yes, because that's the key. That's the most important key for success. If you want the secret, yes, still giving some secret, to slow down so that the arousal is not very fast. Slowing down and then doing certain things with the breath, with the mental concentration, with some muscle contractions. And of course, I also help with the touch and with mantras and all kinds of tricks, magical things that I do to help the men to do it. Then the men like this learn to separate the ejaculation from the orgasm. Of course, I cannot promise that you will have orgasm in your first session, but it can happen. It has happened in the past for some men that either they had the orgasm without ejaculation, yes, or they have had full body orgasm. This is where you start spreading the sexual energy instead of spritzing it out, you know, it stays inside and spreading your whole body. And sometimes you can feel numbness in the hands, in the legs, in the face, can feel a lot of vibration, like your body is shaking, but you're not shaking, actually. It's like an internal feeling. And this is because the energy is so strong And because you didn't lose it, it stays inside and it starts spreading everywhere. And many times men tell me, in the lingam, in the genital, I feel 2 or 3, like I'm far, far, far from ejaculation, because 10 is ejaculation. But in the body, I feel 8, 9, like I'm almost exploding with pleasure. So also learning to increase the sensitivity in the rest of the body and not just focusing on the genital specifically. And to conclude just this topic, I can tell you that I've had many, many men with this common problem of premature ejaculation, that almost they would come to a session like it's written here on the forehead, I'm a premature ejaculator. And I'm kind of laughing at it, but it's very sad, because there's a lot of frustration there. They feel that they don't even want to approach the woman because they know already what will happen. Yeah, so there's a lot of fear there and a lot of stress. So, and even if they're already with a woman and they try and then it happens again, it's only like a vicious circle that strengthens their belief about themselves that something is wrong with them. And just doing these tricks that I've told you about now, in one session, sometimes men told me, I can't believe it just happened. Like, I was sure I'm premature ejaculator, you know, but they managed not only not to ejaculate, but to have erection for a long time and to move the energy up, to move this powerful force that is within the genitals, yes, and to avoid ejaculation and even have a lot of pleasure. But of course, for this, you need a lot of discipline, you need awareness, you need presence. If people are let's say smoking a lot, for example, I don't know if anyone here is smoking, but I recommend, especially ganja, by the way, Maria Giovanna, yes, I recommend to have a break of 1 week at least. That's why it's good we make the talk now, so you can stop all kind of addictions or things that make you numb. Yes, and not feel so much your body. This practice is for people who want to be fully present and aware of their body. Yes, and really feel everything. Yeah, so that's also not alcohol and things like this. I always recommend vegetarianism, but for the purpose of the sexual control, the more animals you eat, the more difficult it is to control the sexual power, because you become a little bit like there's a lot of energy of animal inside you, and it's the animal inside that wants to ejaculate, because it's the animal that wants to procreate, to prolong the species and to survive. But the spirit, the part of you that is able to think, to take decisions, that is not acting just out of instinct, can say, wait, I want to be strong. I want to be mentally focused. I want to have my heart open. I don't want to lose my power. I want to make love with orgasm with no ejaculation. Then it's another part in you that need to be strong for this.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A lot of information. Thank you very much. That's really exciting. And so what I heard out of it is that through lingam or tantra massage for men, or through a session with you, it's possible to learn more to separate this ejaculation from orgasm. It's possible to get an insights about how can I reach full body orgasm. It can also be very helpful for men who are struggling with premature ejaculation. Is there any other reasons, or where it's like, why do people or which men should take a tantra massage, or when would it be helpful?
Or for example, also people that have no erection, for example. So what do you recommend there, for example?
Yes, exactly. This was on my mind now when I was listening to Melanie speaking. So yes, on the other extreme, it actually seems like it's the opposite, but it's the same. It's the same coin, the other side of the coin. So you have one coin, on the one side is premature ejaculation, on the other side is no erection. It's called erectile dysfunction, right? ED. And you may be surprised to hear, but most of the cases, at least from the 18 years that I have experience working with this, there is no physiological problem. No physiological problem, really. There's no disease. The problem is actually emotional and mental. It's the same coin that is called fear. Yes? It's fear sometimes it's unknown, could be it's different manifestation of fears, but you can say the umbrella, the title is fear, fear of intimacy, fear of failure, fear of being rejected. So I will not go into any intimacy because my experience from the past is being rejected. Could be even that as a little boy, my mother rejected me, or she died when I was young, or the parents got divorced. Many, many stories, doesn't matter. Like I see someone ask about traumas. I didn't have time to read the whole question, but many men have traumas as well, you know, and there is the unconscious mechanism of humanity. Women have it in their own way, but the unconscious mechanism of confronting this, of dealing with it in a very young age, yes, is to create a defense mechanism. Yes, I was so hurt, it was so painful, never again. I don't want this to happen again. And then without any rationale, without any awareness, the little boy, of course the girl also, but now we talk about men, so I will stay with the masculine gender, the little boy adopt a certain pattern of behavior that will protect him from getting hurt, yes? And the problem is that this pattern, okay, it will help me not to get hurt because let's say I'm a very nice guy, or I'm very smart, or I'm controlling, can be lots of things, yes? I'm either like full on courageous, or I'm shy, each one in their own patterns, yes? And actually this pattern of behavior also will prevent them from feeling the love and the intimacy and the relationship and the sexual activity that they so long for. Yeah, so actually there's not so much difference between premature ejaculation and no erection. Yes, and if we want to go a little bit more in details, I don't know if some people have here some knowledge about the nervous system. Yes, we have two parts of the nervous system. One is responsible for everything that happens when we are in a state of relaxation. It's called rest and digest. Those of you who know the Latin words, it's called parasympathetic nervous system. And then the other part is the one that when we are running, yes, when we are in stress, it's called fight or flight. When we are actually in life danger, yeah, it's called the sympathetic nervous system. And what happens when we are in life danger, and think about it, all of you, maybe it has happened that you were in the car or something, God forbid, you know, whatever, yeah? And you are scared for your life. Yes, what happens in this time, this nervous system of the fight and flight is activated, and all the blood in your body is going to the important organ that will save your life, that will help you to run, you know, fight or flight. You need all the energy, all the power, all the blood going to your legs, to your arms, to your heart, you know, not to the lingam, not to the penis, to the genitals, right? Who's going to have an erection when there's a lion in the room, when there is a fire and like, oh, honey, let's have sex, but there's a fire and we need to save our life, right? So what happened, the interesting thing is that for men with this problem that you asked, Damian, with no erection, their body function as if, remember, if they are in life danger. That's the interesting thing. They don't have an erection because the limbic brain, the part of the brain that is completely like reptile, completely unconscious and unaware, is active. And unconsciously, they need to save their lives. And therefore, the blood will not go to the lingam and there will not be an erection. Yes? And what is this fear usually for men? This fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, fear of being alone. It's not fear of death because there's a lion in the room or a fire on the house, but the body cannot tell the difference. So what I do with this kind of men is learn how to relax, yes? How to feel comfortable, yes? Because it's when you relax, you activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And then the blood, the power, and the energy can flow to the genitals. Yes? And you see, it's why I said it's the same, because you need to also relax to solve the problem of premature ejaculation. Because when you're, of course you will ejaculate. If you calm down, you slow down, you relax. Yes? then you can build up the arousal very slowly and gradually and feel. Nowadays, people are very afraid of feeling. They have no time to feel because there's so much, you know, the race, the rat race. I need to run, get money, get a job, get the, take care of the children, do this, do that. And there's no time to actually feel. And for many people, as I said also before, it was not safe to feel, because when I felt as a young child, I felt everything, and it was very painful and it was very overwhelming. So I learned to block this feeling, and I'm just going like automatic machine, either to ejaculate, yes, tuck, 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 or I don't even go there. I cannot even function because it's so scary to feel something. So it's both physiological and emotional and mental. So the approach that I bring to the session, which I think bring the, again, it's a result of many years. I think even when you came to the session, Damien, I don't know if, how I even involved this, because it was many years ago. I also do this inner child work and positive affirmation, yes, working with the mental programming to actually change the limiting beliefs that are running the show. So you are in a body, you are a man, yes, apparently I look at you and like it looks like a man. You are independent, you have maybe children, partner, wife, house, this, that, but actually who runs the show is a little child that was hurt once upon a time, and because of this emotional pattern that was built unconsciously, it influenced the sexual function as well. And then in the session, we kind of nail it, you know, we analyze it, we see what actually happened. And it's very simple, yes? It's not a psychological, psychotherapy, yes? It's not a psychotherapy session, but because I've studied a lot and I've trained a lot of myself also and with many other people, I use this knowledge, and when I infuse it together with the sexual energy, together with touching the body, this is really the magic. This is, if you want, the secret. Yes, because it's not just talking, and it's not only massage, that you lie down and say, okay, I get naked, and tuck, 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 and I do my thing. Yes, so it's combination of all the bodies, if you want, the physical body, the energy that flows in the body, and also the thoughts, the mental patterns, the conditionings, the beliefs that usually limit yourself. And then of course, also the emotion, how to bring joy, self-love. There's so much judgment, yes? Women alike, yes? But we see it a lot with men also. So much pressure on the man to perform, to bring this, to do that, you know? And not space for actually being relaxed, receiving, enjoying. Yes, as all this stress also influences this. So when we bring this space that we can combine all this, and it's much more easy, let's say, to learn all these skills that we mentioned before about separating the orgasm from the ejaculation.
And this is also, thank you very much, Jurgita. And this is also what we always tell, that we are trying, and Jurgita also work holistically. So we are not just working on the mental level or just on the physical level, but we are trying to incorporate all the areas. And how Jurgita also works, we work maybe a little bit less with the body, but Jurgita works like holistically. And this is also like the tantric approach that is really like brings the magic and the healing, like Jurgita says also, that is like a holistic approach to the topic, actually.
Yeah, and I think it's so powerful, as you said, like the sexual energy, there's so much power in there. And I think that in most other healing paths, it's ignored, or that the energetic part or the physical part is not so much part of the healing journey. And if it's just talking, or it's difficult to get the same results if you work on all the levels that you discussed. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But what I wanted to ask you also, because you said that in most cases there's no physical cause for erection issues. What about age? When there's a man who is over 60 years old, does tantra massage also help? Because most men that we're in contact, there's someone say, yeah, well, when I get older, that's the way it is, that erection goes down, or it's not so stable anymore, or that there are some issues coming. Would you say that even there, tantra massage can be helpful?
Yes, absolutely. Because first of all, it brings the, it connects the man with his body. You know, so all kind of issues of judging the body, feeling uncomfortable, feeling shame. There's collective shame for all the men, especially around the lingam, you know, the penis, but also generally in the body, and a lot of guilt, you know, even though maybe I believe most of you men here never harmed a woman in your life, but because there's so many rapists that are men and they hurt women and they took from them like without permission, yes, then men have some kind of collective field of guilt. Just because I'm a man, I am dangerous, you know, because I have the potential, I am stronger physically, we cannot argue with that, I'm stronger than the female body, and I have some kind of a collective guilt as a man. So many, many different the emotional limitations can be sorted out through this session, yes, and can be that the man simply learn to love his body, to enjoy his body, and to see, okay, let's say it is true, the older the man get, the less powerful is the erection. However, if, as I said before, it's never too late, yes, the younger you stop ejaculating, the better, because then you keep that power, you keep that gasoline tank more full, yes, and you don't need to take later on the Viagra and all those other pills that people take to have more erection. But there is a lot of practices from yoga. Luckily, I also have all this experience with Tantra yoga. And when you activate the root chakra, that is the center of energy that is in the base of the spine, and I do it in the massage, yes? And I also teach the men how to do a certain exercises at home that you can do, whether it is some kind of a body positions or certain breathing exercises, even making some kind of sound. And I combine it together also with the touch, obviously, then it can activate this center of energy, this root chakra, it's called Muladhara, for those of you who know in Sanskrit, and then it can bring the man back to life, like recharge the battery. Yes, and also for many men, with older age and being less confident and maybe not so much active with women, they start feeling less, like feeling hopeless, oh, it cannot happen, and then again it's the mind influencing the body, yes, and then when you start working on the mind, also something start happening in the body, yes. And I met many men also in age 60 that they had perfect erection, yes, at least hard enough to penetrate the woman if they want, yes. So it's important to know that the pleasure is not dependent on the erection. The man can have a lot of pleasure also without an erection, yes? And can even penetrate without a full erection, yes? But first, most important is to really feel comfortable with the body, to start healing the relationship that man has with the body, and especially with the genital, with the penis, the linga, if you want.
Yeah, thank you. I've seen also what you mentioned, there was a question, a yoni massage has a big part of dealing with trauma and other stuff the woman stored in the yoni. Is there an analogy for the linga massage? Does it also activate those things and provide the chance that comes with this? I think you already talked a lot about general trauma, that this can be addressed, but what about like really physical things, like when we had the talk about yoni massage, we had different points in the yoni that can, that there's trauma that is stored there physically or energetically. Is there something like this in a linga massage as well, or is it more in general that things can, emotional or mental things can come up in the session?
Yes, so it's both. Okay, because it's both working on the, I'm trying to come back to the gallery because I lost two heads. It's both the mental thing in general to see what is coming up, and with the conversation and the pre-session questionnaire, and then the kind of interview and or coaching part, if you want to call it like this at the beginning. And then also physically, it's not just the lingam, there's also the whole area there. So we have the pelvic floor that can, what's the word, hold a lot of tension. Yes, so there's a lot of pressure points that I touch, either pressing or caressing with oil, without oil, and all kind of different techniques that I use to remove the blockages. Yeah, so even the men can experience a little bit of pain. I try not to go to too much pain, as much as the men can feel comfortable with, and with using the breath and the voice a little bit, releasing the tension that is built there in the pelvic floor, that is in the perineum area, a little bit in the buttocks area. I don't go into the anus, by the way, in case anybody wonders, and not in the first session at least. And then there is this beautiful diamonds that are called the testicles, yes, or the balls, as we said before in slang. And the testicles are a magical instrument for us in the massage part, in the body work, because exactly as for the woman, she can store a lot of fear and traumas and things inside the vagina, and she's not aware of it, and suddenly you touch and it's very painful. The men store it in the testicles mostly, yes? And when we bring awareness there, we touch this part with sensitivity, with compassion, with love, with patience, yes? And with communication, then there can be release as well of a lot of emotions that can come up. Try to think about it. When you look at the man's body compared to the woman's body, the man is more like a gorilla, right? He's bigger, he's more hairy, he's stronger, he's more, you know, less like an angel, you know, when you look at the woman body. But what is the most sensitive part, the softest part in the man body? Nobody wants to get kicked there, right? It's the balls, it's the testicles. And that's why also a lot of fear is being stored there. So I would usually hug, really, with my hands, hug the testicles, invite the men to breathe there, to feel really the energy and different other things, all kind of manipulations that I do with my hands, to remove tension there, blockages, to bring more awareness. And even in many cases, they can feel pleasure. Yeah, sometimes it's painful, sometimes it's really, really pleasurable, and it's very elastic. Many men are shocked when they see, when they look, what are you doing there? Like, it feels strange, never happened to me. Then they look at what I do, it's like, oh my God, I didn't know it's even possible. When women look, it's like, ah. And I say, okay, now it's your turn, you do it to him. It's like, no, I'm scared. No, but the men will tell you if it's painful, no? So that's a, if we need, of course, it's not the same. The women is completely a different story, but if you ask for the parallel part of the body that we can see in the man, is the testicles, and sometimes also the head of the penis that is more sensitive, but far, far, far less than the yoni inside.
Okay. Thank you. And because you already said the woman looks and she can do something, that's another question here. In the session, is it only for men, or are both partners present in this session? So is it possible for the wife, the partner, the girlfriend to come with the session with you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if she's here. I will not mention the name because I keep the client confidential. But one woman asked me about this in an email. So I will explain now for everyone. And this is recorded, so I don't need to repeat myself. There are there are a few levels or layers to answer your question. First of all, I recommend both for the man and for the woman to come alone for a session, one-on-one individual session with me. Because each one, the man and the woman, has their own issues, obviously, right? And the moment the partner comes, and this is like a little bit answering your question already, it's not just a fly on the wall. It's not just a candle or a flower or a pot, you know, it's like, it's a human being. There is a relationship there. You don't just come and watch and you don't exist. The moment the person is there, it doesn't matter if you are 10, 20 years together or if you're a fresh couple, especially if it's fresh couple, I say, no, you need to be at least 1 or 2 years together, yes? But the moment there is another person, it's not just watching. I treat it, it's a session for the other person as well. Yes, I have lots of stories. We are almost done with the time, so I will not tell you all the stories, but you need to understand that when you come as a couple, it's a couple session. Yes, you are not just coming to watch, you're coming to work on yourself as well and on your part of the relationship. Yes, the relationship is like, there is the man, the woman, and there's the relationship that is another entity, that there's a dynamic that happened there. We all know. We interact with each other, we trigger each other, we make each other feel very good, but we also make each other feel very bad sometimes. No, it's like love-hate sometimes, relationship. And as much as we can feel very, very comfortable with the partner, still some things can come up more easily and more spontaneously and more comfortably when you are alone, one-on-one with the therapist, in this case with me, and you don't need to worry about your partner being there watching. What will she or he thinks? Because it's either men or women watching, it doesn't matter. I have so much pleasure now, but I never have so much with him or with her. If I now express it, he or she will be jealous. And you know, all kind of things that can come simply distract you when the partner is there versus when you are alone. Yes. So that's why I earn less money from it, because I don't do it for the money, but I think it's better that you come first alone, because as I said, there's a lot of things to work on, and you will be better with your partner when you have done your own work first. Yes. So that's, let's say, the ideal situation, that each one of you come alone, meet me one-on-one as a single entity. Not sometimes I have a man or woman coming, that I ask them a question, they say, my husband says, or my wife says, but I ask you what you say. What, it's like so difficult to separate, especially when couples are together for many years, that they don't even know anymore what is me, what is I thinking, I feeling. It's always what he says, what she says. So I think it's very important to kind of cultivate my energies and to heal myself, to go to whatever it is that I need to go through, so that I can be more prepared and ready and present with my partner. Okay, so that's really the ideal. However, there's always exception to the rule. So as I wrote back to this woman on the email, I would say to all of you here, and you will need each one of you of the partners to send a pre-session questionnaire separately. You don't answer together the question. Each one answer separately and say what you want, why you want to come with the partner, yes? Not feeling it together. So I can really get to feel each one of you. I would like to have the opportunity, at least that you, what is the word, that you apply for it. And then we will need to make some kind of a short interview with you as a couple after I read your questionnaire to see if I find that it's fit. Because sometimes, and I've done it in the past, I accepted anybody who wanted to come to learn in couples, and it was many times not beneficial. Because the person who wanted to learn how to give and how to, you know, support the partner actually had a lot of issues to heal first by themselves. And they were simply not able, nothing bad. It's not like they're a bad person or they don't love the partner, but they're not able to really provide this to each other. So what I will offer when I'm in Munich, and it will be based like all the session, no, even if it's one-on-one, based on the pre-session questionnaire, and for couples it will be also interview with me online, is that you can either come for a rather short session, like around 3.5 hours, something like this, that only one is receiving, either the man or the woman, and the other one is watching and learning, and it's a couple treatment. Even though only one is receiving the touch, the other one is receiving a lot as well in different ways and giving a lot. And also when you receive the touch, you give your trust and your presence and so on. So that would be one option. And the other option, that will be a full day, basically something like 8 hours. 8 hours with some 1 hour break in the middle, that the first part, let's say the men receive, and the second part the woman receive. So this is like a full workshop, private, for the couple. I don't ask for the prices, I need to look and I will send you for this.
Okay, great. Thank you. I will send it to everyone in the email, so don't worry. What I still wanted to ask you, Jurgita, is perhaps if you, because there are a lot of couples here on the call, is there something you can already also recommend to the women? How can women support their partner on this path to feel more, to experience more pleasure, also to let go, relax, stop performing and receive perhaps also more pleasure? I don't know. If you have some tips for the women on the call, or if they can already start doing some massage for their partners, I don't know.
Natalie, that's a very good question, because for many men that they start learning this process of separating orgasm from ejaculation, and in other words, becoming better lovers, basically, it's very challenging for the woman, because the woman feels the pleasure and she wants to come, she wants to orgasm. And for this, the man need to continue. And if he stops, also her pleasure stops in a way. So I teach also the women to pull the energy inside and upwards. It's called sublimation. So to move that, you know, that I want to, you know, to keep it in and to keep it in, to work also on this controlling aspect that is increasing the inner pleasure rather than taking it out a little bit, like I don't know what is the name of the guy with the Helen that was talking now. Yes, he said something, taking it out of my penis. You know, women many times have this energy that they have an itch in the vagina and they want to kind of spray it out, even though it's not, no water is, no liquid is coming out, unless it's a female ejaculation, but it's very rare. But yet they lose the energy, actually, especially when it's a clitoral orgasm. So what I recommend for the women is also, first of all, learn about your own body, feel comfortable with your body, love your body, learn about your, go and get a yoni massage, obviously, learn how to control your own energy, how to feel more pleasure, not just with orgasm. Actually, when the woman support the beginner men in the tantric path, when starting to learn these secrets of the tantric orgasm, the woman need to wait to activate geduld, yes, patient. So to, I want to come, but I have to stop because I support him, and knowing that her reward will be very big if she, you know, practice patience and in a way postponing her orgasm. Yes. And on the other hand, what can be done also, that the man give pleasure to the woman, not with his lingam in some stages, no, using the hands, using the mouth, using his other part of the body that not making him ejaculate, you know, and in a way taking turns. So now the man is giving pleasure to the woman. She can be completely relaxed. She has time. She doesn't need to help him to avoid ejaculation, you know, or to feel comfortable with his whatever issues that he has. And on the other hand, also to touch the man, to give him pleasure and to follow his request to stop when it's needed to stop, so that he can slow down and do whatever it needs to do to move the energy up. Can do oral stimulation, can do with the hands, can do with the breast even. It's very pleasant to put the lingam when it is erected in between the boobs, yes, the breast, and then to give pleasure in different ways, with oil, without, whatever. But allow the man to guide her, to say, okay, now stop. And then he's doing some kind of breathing or some kind of mantra or concentration to slow down, instead of like slow, so that the pleasure can go really, really more moderately upwards. So that's the big word is really patient, first of all, communication, and be creative. Find different ways that you can give pleasure to each other and support each other, each one with what it is that they need, because the men usually feel too much, and that's why they are always close to ejaculation, and the woman don't feel enough. So the woman need more time to feel more, to relax, to, you know, press on the different points in the cave, you know, in the yoni, so that she can release the tension and also awaken the pleasure. So it's slightly different for each one. So if it's only with the penetration, it's very, very difficult. So it's good to play with different things, not just with penetration, in order for the woman to help the man. And if you do the penetration, only after you have done some kind of a play, how do you say, like the foreplay, you know, for 20 minutes, half an hour, that the man is kind of more moderate, he's aroused, but he's not close, like he's like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, you know, and then there's the penetration, but moving very, very slowly, breathing together, you know, focusing on moving the energy up and not just running after the goal. Because women, what happened? Women, unfortunately, because of the tragedy of men ejaculating very fast, women learned to have a very, very fast orgasm. That is usually the clitoral orgasm. That is external, it's fast, it's electric, it's very masculine, no? And then they don't have the pleasure internally, as probably Surya was sharing about the yoni massage. So the women learn how to come fast, you know, good girls come fast, come first maybe. And then the men know, okay, you come, then I can come also. But actually they are far, far from fulfilling their potential with really full pleasure and deep, deep vaginal orgasms. Does it answer your question?
Yes, in a way or a part. I think that's definitely helpful if the woman can be patient with a man to really practice this also during lovemaking. But the other part of the question is also if a woman can already start massaging the lingam, is there something she can do wrong, or is it something you can learn by yourself, or would you recommend definitely have a professional workshop? But then is it also possible to do that healing work inside the couple, or would it be, no, you always need a professional massage and this is just a little bit pleasure? Or I don't know if you can say a little bit, how can the lingam or tantra massage be part of the lovemaking and also of the play inside a couple?
Yes, very good question. So first of all, I usually try to avoid this always and you have to and all this. So let's keep it, you know, more flexible. I don't think you have to receive a professional guidance because especially women, we are Shakti, we are very playful, you know, we like to play, we like to dance. So experimenting different kinds of touching, you know, with oil, without oil, with chocolate, I don't know, with ice cream, stretching, caressing, so many different kinds of touch and communicate. It's important that the man communicate with the woman, you know, where am I now? Like if I'm very, very close to ejaculation, you should have stopped already 5 minutes ago, you know, or 2 minutes ago. So it's very important to communicate in this way. So play freely with the lingam, with the pleasure, and let the man guide you when to stop, to slow down, to take a deep breath, and then continue, like kind of teasing. Pleasure, stop. Pleasure, stop. Cool down. Literally cool down. You can take ice and put there to cool down. And what else I wanted to ask you about this guidance, I want to actually say something that maybe was not very clear. In the session, when the men come for a session with me, exactly as with women, no, I cannot know in advance what will happen. You know, we cannot know. I ask, when I start the session, I ask to be a pure channel of the universal energy power to come through me and to really give the man what he needs in each and every moment. I don't have an agenda. I don't have a decision. With him, I have to do like this. So I receive guidance in a way during the session. There can be, if we divide it like to two directions, that can be one or the other, or it can be intertwined, you know, from one to the other, even two together. It can be either the working on the separating orgasm from ejaculation, like really working with this that I said, or it can be a lot of healing work and reprogramming of the mind, changing the software, you know. A man who thought always I'm a failure, I'm this and that, then he start reprogramming, I'm a good man, I love myself, you know, and then we use the sensations in the body to print it in the mind, yes? Or of course it can jump from one to the other. If and when the couple come together for a session, usually, and again, it will be according to what is needed in the moment, yes? And what is the emotional state, what is the dynamic between the partners, it will be more, how to say, methodical. Yes. When you come for a one-on-one session, there is more, let's say, space for working on this emotional, mental, healing, trauma, all these things. And when you come with the partner, it's also possible, because we don't know if it's needed or not, but there would be more emphasis, let's say, on the methodical things like teaching, showing, asking him, how do you feel when I do this? Yes, and then at some point, if it's also possible, then the woman, the partner, can try to do what it is that I did. And like this, he can give her. Or, oh, you're doing too strong, do softer, you know, for example. And I didn't say before that if, because I see many people here in the Zoom, and could be that there are others that are not present here. If there are enough couples, I can try, because I only come for 6 days to Munich. We can try to organize even a full day for a group. Yeah, so it will be, let's say, minimum two, could be even three or four couples that come together. And then half of the day, I teach how to give the massage for the men. And half of the day, I teach how to give the massage for the woman. And then obviously, because of the nature of the group, we don't have this opportunity to work one-on-one on the personal issues. However, because of the energy of the group, that is very powerful, it's very empowering each other, and it helps a lot to release shame, release guilt, release performance anxiety, and bring a lot of lightness and joy to this work. So if there are many couples that would be interested in coming together, of course, after the interviews and everything that I said before, then I can consider in one of the days to do this kind of a workshop.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I have two more questions here in the chat. Why does orgasm differ in self-pleasure versus sex with partner? Is it more psychological too?
Say again, why is what different than what?
The orgasm is different with a partner than to when I do self-pleasure. Why is that?
Well, there is the human connection. Like usually it's much more intense and powerful with the partner. So when you touch yourself, you're just by yourself. And when you are with the partner, then there's the polarities, there's the attraction, there's the yin and the yang that unite with each other. And then usually it is intensifying the pleasure. Men usually can, and this is, by the way, one feedback that many guys gave me during the massage. They told me, wow, during lovemaking, if I had so much pleasure like this, I would ejaculate already. But because they are relaxed, because I'm not the sexual partner, because maybe they don't feel attracted to me, and I guide them. It's not about me. It's about them to feel the body, to interiorize, to feel their own energy. Then they are able to contain much more energy that normally with the partner they cannot. So when you are with your lover, and hopefully it's someone you like and you're attracted to her, then of course the orgasm and all the sensation will be different and usually more intense and more powerful than when you touch yourself alone.
Yeah. Because I think also to add on this, that it's on more levels, that it's not just a physical thing. When you do it by yourself, it's probably more physical, perhaps also energetical. But with a partner, it gets more emotional and way more deep and way more on all levels. So.
Yes, absolutely.
And another question, are blue balls a common thing after Linga massage sessions?
Very nice. Blue balls are very common for men who try to avoid ejaculation. They get sexually aroused, but they don't do enough sublimation. So they don't pull the energy up. The energy stays heavy. You know, it's heavy. They're not really blue, the balls, in case anybody wondered. But they feel painful as if you got a bump. Some men can't even sit. They need to lie down because it's so intense. It's not all the men. I know men that never had blue balls and they are tantric, you know, they practice all this. But it's usually a result of having a lot of energy, you know, that wanted to go out. You didn't take it out, but you didn't move it upwards. So this stage of the training of channeling upwards the energy is very important. Otherwise can be either horniness, you know, can be wet dream. By the way, many men have wet dreams. They don't want to ejaculate, but then they wake up either in the middle of the night from the dream or in the morning, like, ah, what is this? Why is this spot on my bedsheet? I didn't want that. No, it didn't happen consciously. It's because there was a lot of energy that was not allowed to go out. Yes. So what we learn in Tantra is to keep it inside and to move it upwards. That's the process of sublimation that I was talking about before. And it can be dealt with, by the way. I teach the men how to sublime. And also, this is a secret that I will not tell in details, but just to tease you, there's a certain massage that can be done, certain movements that can be done for the men to help him to sublime this energy. And this is something I do for the men in the massage, and I teach it if it's a workshop.
And to add to it, also for the men, it's a process. For me, it was a process, actually. And also, for example, for me, the emotional level was also really, really challenging for me when I stopped ejaculating, to really handle the emotions, because a lot of more energy was inside of me, of course, and a lot of more is triggered. So this is a process. For me, it was a process, actually, to get to the point to not ejaculate anymore. But this is like practice. It's practicing, and it's going on this path, actually. And I think Yogita is teaching it very, very well, how to do it, and also like helping men to go on this path and to really go also on this journey to learn this. Yeah.
And I think it's also important to say that it's not recommended to just stop ejaculating now after the call. So, okay, I just don't ejaculate anymore without doing any other practice. So you can do it after going to Yogita or learning the sublimation techniques. But you need to do something with the energy. If it's just stuck in the genitals or in the balls, it's not recommended to just stop ejaculating without having an energetic practice in place.
It can drive you crazy, simply, you know, painful and also make you crazy.
Yeah. And it's really like, it's getting really crazy if you're not working on yourself. So yeah.
And I think the point that you said, Damian, again, like you helped me to bring another, like from the male point of view, it's very important, like also for the men to have the patience, because it is a process. And you need to be kind to yourself. You need to have compassion and patience with yourself, that if it happens that you didn't manage and you ejaculate, okay, accident, we call it a tantric accident, you know, okay, it happens. You don't need to, you know, beat yourself up. Okay, it happened. Now let's look how it have learned from it and try to apply the conclusions next time, not to give up. Oh, this is not for me. I cannot do it. I'm a failure. Fuck this, you know. No, okay, it happened. It's okay. Of course, the woman should never judge the man, never criticize him, but it's very difficult also to have compassion for the man. And also, as you said, psychologically, it's also a process, because try to see what actually happens here is that you go against the stream, both in your body, the natural stream. The nature doesn't want you to be in bliss. The nature wants you to make babies. And Tantra come, no, this energy is for bliss. You can take it all the way up to God, actually, to self-realization, to nirvana, to samadhi, to know who you really are, actually. That's where it's coming from. Not just to have more pleasure and to be a good lover. This is for the ego, no? And then this psychological thing, look around us. There is a war everywhere, you know? People are fighting. I'm now in Israel, and like, I don't know if you hear the news, but in Israel, it's a big mess right now. People are fighting everywhere. There's no peace, you know? And people ejaculate also everywhere. And you are going to go against the stream and do something completely different than everyone else, you know, or the majority. I don't know what is the percentage of people who don't ejaculate, but it's very, very little, you know. So you're going to go against the stream, both physically of the stream of your body that wants to spritz it out, and also against the stream of everybody else around you. And then you need a lot of patience, a lot of firmness, you know, confidence that you are doing the right thing and you are not going to give up. And for this, psychologically, it can be very challenging. You know, it can be difficult. Like, you can have internal demons coming up and telling, no, come on, forget about it. It's too difficult. Let's come back to partying and drinking and ejaculating and doing all these things. So this is very important point, this process that is also psychological, and you need to support yourself. It's very good to have male friends that do this work as well, and to communicate. Maybe you start, okay, this client that I told you about, he's part of a group that they took a challenge of not ejaculating 21 days, and every day they write in the WhatsApp group, I did this, and like they really encourage each other, you know, and then it's like, yes, I did it, you know? So something like this, being together in this is more easy, because together we are stronger. We know this, right? Especially when all around us it's chaos and people are losing themselves and losing their power and forgetting why they are here. What is the purpose of life, and why not to be happy actually? Why to go to the war and to suffer? Yeah, let's try to reduce the suffering as much as possible. So yeah, that's a good reminder. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you are convinced and you want to go this path, great. But I also want to say, because I guess that there will be a lot of men also in the calls like, I don't want to stop ejaculating. And that's also fine. You can still have a Linga massage. And I think it can still help you a lot. Or what we do in our workshops is mainly also like to learn how to use that energy for full body orgasms, for more bliss, also for your life. But to prolong lovemaking, to have this deeper connection with your partner, and still after 2 hours of lovemaking, you can still ejaculate if you want. But I think the skills of learning to move the energy in your body can be really, really helpful, even if you don't want to stop ejaculating, or just reduce the number of ejaculations. But if you are in control and can choose when and if you're ejaculating or not.
Exactly. Absolutely, not to be a victim of it. No, oh, it just happened to me. No, you make it happen. That's very powerful and it's very sexy, you know. And the man is like, I'm in charge, not the beast. All the men have a beast inside that just want to, but they're like, no, I said, not now, in 1 hour. Okay, after she had 5 orgasms at least, you know, then you can go. And I can tell you a funny story that one of my first years when I became tantric, and I was still going with men who are not tantric yet, but I wanted to have a long lovemaking, you know. So I went with a guy who was like a scuba diver, an instructor, so they can control the breath a lot, you know, can control the body. And I told him, he said, no, I don't, I want to ejaculate. I said, okay, you know what? Like Mel said now, you want to ejaculate, okay, but first give it to me, you know, let's do it for 1 hour, 2 hours, and then you can ejaculate. And during that time, I was doing all the magical practice, you know, that I know. And he was like, what are you doing? And eventually he did not want to ejaculate. That was, so okay, now you can ejaculate. I've had my orgasms. I feel fulfilled. I'm flying, you know, I'm stoned without drugs, without smoking anything. And okay, sometimes he did ejaculate, not inside me because he didn't want to take the risk. But it's funny to see how it can influence you when you prolong the time of lovemaking and being aroused. And however, just important to know that in the session with me, you will not ejaculate. At least I do my best that you don't ejaculate. And you need to agree that in the session, you try something else. If you don't agree, then it's better not to come, because from what I know and what I've studied and what I've practiced, I don't want to do anything that will make you ejaculate, because it goes against my values and my teachings. So if you want to continue to ejaculate in your life after the session, fine, as Bel said, but in the session, the invitation and the request from my side that we make some kind of agreement that you do your best not to ejaculate and to see what happens when you apply these kind of exercises.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it, like in the end, as I also saw it with Damien, that at the beginning it was so difficult for him not to ejaculate, or he couldn't imagine how it can be even better. But now it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's like, it was really hard to get him making a baby with me. I was like, no, I don't want to.
Wow, very interesting.
Great. Thank you also for joining us.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Gute Nacht.
Good night. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.